Hello. Just so you're aware, if you have some children here, they're doing some crafts back in the back corner, so please feel free to make your way that way. They're making a mess already. Let me just pray, and then we'll get started. So, Lord, just thank you for your word, and thank you that you speak to us through your word. Lord, will you speak to us today, and give us the ears to hear what you want to say to us? And Lord, will you soften our hearts so that we can be formed together by your word? Amen. So my first experience of a remembrance, a Sunday service, was just right outside here about 4 years ago. And I remember the weather was awful. It's Britain, so what do you expect? I've come to learn that. I mean, it's cold and rainy, but there were still probably 1,000 people or more out there. And I was just standing in the back and observing what was going on. And I remember when everyone was taking just that moment of silence, the rain, it turned into hail. Does anybody remember that? And it got really uncomfortable, you know? But when the hail came down, I looked out over the crowd, and it was amazing because it just seemed like no one even flinched. You all weren't fazed by this. You stood still and silent. And I remember thinking to myself, and I'm witnessing this as an outsider, hence the accent, if you haven't noticed. But I just witnessing that, I just realized, this is a very, very important ceremony for these people. It's important to you that we acknowledge and remember and thank God for those who have sacrificed everything. Now, don't get me wrong, because in the U.S., we do have our fair share of people who do take it very serious, the remembrance of those who had sacrificed themselves. But I'd never seen anything like that, like what I saw 4 years ago. It was just a beautiful and powerful moment. Now, and when we hear and we think about these stories of these men and women of sacrifice, they just move us, don't they? There's something about when someone is willing to give his or her life for someone else that it just stirs something from deep within us. It's almost like it resonates something within us that's so much bigger than ourselves. And I think there's a reason for that. Now, in the creation story of Genesis, there's a line there where God says, "Let us create mankind in our image." So it's believed that mankind bears many of the characteristics of the triune God. And one of the words that the early church would use to describe the triune God, I'm going to probably butcher this word because it's Greek, is perichoresis. So peri, meaning circle, and choresis, meaning dance. So circle dance. It's this idea that comes from Scripture that shows how God the Father glorifies the Son, and the Son glorifies the Father, and the Father sends the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. And they've all been in this eternal dance of loving and serving and elevating and glorifying the other above themselves. And that's the image that we've been created in. We were created to bear the image of God by loving, serving, elevating, and glorifying God and others above ourselves. Of course, sin shattered that image. And we can see that also in the creation story in Genesis, when man decides to elevate and serve himself by eating from the forbidden tree. And as a result, we now live in a world where we actually reward those who are able to elevate themselves the best. And we're taught to strive, to compete, and to put all our efforts into succeeding at all cost. But even then, today, when we're thinking about war, the casualties of war, but even in the midst of war and the self-serving world around us today, which is all the result of sin, we're still given these glimpses of who we truly are and what's to come. So I think Maybe that's why these Remembrance Day services are so important, and maybe why they seem to stir something up from deep within us is because they not only inspire us, but they call us back to and remind us of who we truly are. And I think that's the work of the Holy Spirit when there's something within us that resonates in this way. Because we were created to be sacrificial people. We are created in the image of a God that sacrifices himself for the sake of the other, not the other way around. The God of the perichoresis never demands to lead, but seeks to find a way to serve. And Jesus just said it like this: the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And he did things like wash the disciples' feet, and he elevated the poor. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that one should lay down his life for his friends." He even took things a step further when he said, "Love our enemies in the same way." But he said these things and he did these things because that's who he is. He is the perichoresis, the God that serves, elevates, and glorifies the other. So I'll just quickly close by recapping our Hebrews reading. Because the beginning of our Hebrews reading points us to the ultimate sacrifice that was made through Jesus for the sake of all of creation. But that sacrifice wasn't only an act to forgive us of our sins, but that sacrifice is also an invitation for us to enter into that eternal dance of the perichoresis. Jesus' sacrifice shouldn't only inspire us, but it shows us who we truly are. Because Jesus was fully human. And it shows us what it truly looks like to be human. And just how far away we have fallen from God's given image. But we are people of sacrifice, created in his image. And these services like we've had here today should just remind us of that. And we should celebrate that when we see it. So let's rediscover what it means to be human through following the example of Jesus and with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as the writer of Hebrews put it, let us consider how to stir one another on to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as this you see the day drawing near. The only way we can find our true humanity is by seeing Jesus, by looking at Jesus. So my prayer is that we will consider, as a community, how to stir one another on to love and live as Jesus. Amen.